This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Boomen, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Germany's Christian Democrats elect a new chairman on Saturday, aiming to unite their conservative party behind a new leader who they hope can succeed Angela Merkel as chancellor. She will step down after federal elections in September. At stake is the leadership of Europe's biggest economy. Foreign ministers of China and the Philippines on Saturday committed to prioritizing post-pandemic recovery efforts as senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi wrapped up a week-long visit to four Southeast Asian countries. The Philippines in March imposed one of the world's longest and strictest lockdowns to contain the virus, grounding to a halt what was one of Asia's fastest-growing economies before the pandemic. A plane carrying 1 million doses of Sinopharm's COVID-19 vaccine arrived on Saturday in Serbia, making it the first European country to receive the Chinese vaccine for mass inoculation programs. Serbia's president was accompanied by Beijing's ambassador to that Balkan country at Belgrade's airport as containers carrying the vaccine were unloaded from an Air Serbia plane. And longtime leader Yoweri Museveni was headed for a resounding win in Uganda's presidential election with nearly all votes counted on Saturday. But his main rival, Bobi Wine, alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the results. With ballots from 91% of polling stations counted following Thursday's election, Museveni has won 5.6 million votes, or 58.9%, while main opposition candidate Wine had 3.3 million votes, or 34.6%, the Electoral Commission said. This is VOA News. And as we head toward Inauguration Day, which is next Wednesday, a top Trump administration official has reached out to President-elect Joe Biden's administration. Vice President Mike Pence has called Vice President-elect Kamala Harris to offer his congratulations, according to two people familiar with that conversation. The call, which is often customary, marks the first contact between elected officials from the outgoing and incoming administrations. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Christopher Miller says the United States has cut the number of troops in Iraq to 2,500, meeting a goal set by the Trump administration late last year. The acting defense secretary said the troop reduction in Iraq does not represent a change in U.S. policy and is consistent with plans to reduce the involvement of U.S. troops in large combat operations in the Middle Eastern country. U.S. and coalition forces remain in Iraq to ensure the enduring defeat of ISIS, he added. And he also said that the U.S. would maintain a counterterrorism platform in Iraq to support partner forces with air power and intelligence. Miller also announced that the U.S. military met its goal of cutting more than 2,500 troops from Afghanistan. This comes despite congressional approval of a bill 2 weeks ago that forbids federal expenditures to reduce the number of troops below 4,000. The National Rifle Association in the U.S. has filed petitions with a U.S. bankruptcy court seeking protection from creditors by restructuring, the gun rights advocacy group has announced. The NRA said in a news release that it had filed the Chapter 11 bankruptcy petitions in Dallas, Texas. The NRA said it would restructure as a Texas nonprofit to exit what it said was a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York State, where it is currently registered. Last August, New York State Attorney General Letitia James sued to dissolve the NRA, alleging senior leaders of the nonprofit group diverted millions of dollars for personal use and to buy the silence and loyalty of former employees. The NRA, in recent decades, has been one of the leading voices in the United States opposing proposed or existing gun control measures. And a new report from the United Nations says the coronavirus pandemic has slowed global migration by nearly 30%. That translates to about 2 million fewer people than predicted migrating between 2019 and 2020. The report, entitled International Migration 2020, showed that two-thirds of registered migrants lived in just 20 countries. Via remote, I'm Laurel Boomen, VOA News.